Tell the Band to Go Home. This is John D. Graham. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM. For tourists, and the Alamo's for angry old men, and the Tower of the Americas will never look so tall again. Let's roll slow down San Pedro, tell them all just how it's been. I still love you, San Antonio. I love you too much to pretend. Augie's eating in the corner booth. You can't make little Johnny leave. This is the ballad of Barbara and Steve. World, there will be takers grabbing everything they can, and in this world there will be givers who can't abide an empty hand. I just can't wrap my head around it, and I don't think that I can. Sometimes it seems to me this world was not made to understand. Some will get, some will give, some will only receive. This is the ballad of Barbara and Steve. Camaro, little Latin loop-a-loo, angel of love, we go together at the dance, just me and you. They're putting the chairs up on the table. Another Friday night is through. Come on, slow dance with me, baby. Just another time or two. And the West Side sound is winding down. Hear the horns softly grieve. This is a ballad of Barbara and Steve. Ballad of Barbara and Steve.
I see Barbara. I see Steve, I see John D. Graham, and I see you too, friend, and welcome. Oh, I gotta stop. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. My name is Jeff here, your host for the next couple of hours, playing you the good stuff. Thanks for joining me on Tell the Band to Go Home. And we kicked it off with a beauty from John D. Graham because it's his birthday today. It's his 60th birthday. Happy 60th birthday, John D. Graham. And we'll talk a bit about the significance of that and what's going on with him in a little bit coming up here on the program. And, well, whatever else we get into today, I'm sure it'll be great. I'm not entirely sure what all of it will be, but, you know, that's how this show rolls. We're not into all that planning that other hosts do. Why waste any of that time? You know, we got other things to do. I don't have time to plan. I mean, I do. I just choose not to. Anyway, you can check us out online, tellthebandtogohome.com, or on the Facebook. On the Twitter, I'm Jeff Robson here in my basement, pre-recorded, as always, for almost an entire year. Coming up in just a week or two, I think, it'll be the anniversary of the last time that I was actually in UMFM. That boggles my mind. Like, I just can't even fathom that it's been an entire year that I've been recording these from home. I'm not going to lie. It has its benefits for sure. Hanging out in my pajamas, recording whenever I want, really. Not having to drive down there. It's all, you know, that's good stuff, but I miss it. There is a certain immediacy to the live show. Sometimes we got some feedback during the program that was always fun, and I always got some calls from our friends, like Dale and Georgie. I hope Georgie's doing all right. And Paul, and, you know, all of our regular callers and friends. I hope you're doing well, and hopefully we can connect again one of these days. Anywho, let's dive in here and play some music on this here program. A few new things for you today. Not a lot, I suppose. But started off with a couple of interesting covers that came my way this week. Here's something from a new album of covers. I believe it's creatively called Covers, by East Coast singer-songwriter Mo Kenny. And what a beauty this is.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance, and I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad get off? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. And I'll shake. Thinking of, would you be an outlaw? it's so, let me know. If it's no, well, I can go. I won't make you.
Had to find some higher ground, had some fear to get around. You can say what you don't know, later on won't work no more. Last time through I hit my tracks, so well I could not get back. Yeah, my way was hard to find. Sell your soul for peace of mind. Square one, my slate is clear. Rest your head on me, my dear. Took a world of trouble, took a world of tears, took a long time to get back here. Tried so hard to stand alone, struggled to see past my nose. Always had more dogs than bones. I could never wear those clothes. It's a dark victory. You won and you also lost. Told us you were satisfied, but it never came across. Square one, my slate is clear. Rest your head on me, my dear. Took a world of trouble, took a world of tears, took a long time to get back here.
You're in it.
Homer says that's all she wrote. She'll dress it up in something black and make you want what you used to have. You go out drinking Friday night. She's got her arms around someone new. It's obvious from where you're sitting. Better off looks worse on you. And now she leveled up. Yeah, she gone. Get a taste of what you are. She knows how to break a heart. Yeah, that's how to break a heart. Na 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 na.
My best friend asked him to ask.
said I can't. She's too fat. He just laughed. I pretended not to cry by the free throw.
Hey, this is Rose Cousins, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Time to figure out how to
All right, I know, and I know that Terry has something to say about that one, and I know that Terry's probably texted me already to say something nasty. And he might be right. He might be a little too far, but you know, we needed some CanCon, and we were having fun with covers, and well, it's my show. That's Rose Cousins there with a new cover of "I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me." Probably not going to play that one again. Before that, in stark contrast, I might add, a powerful, powerful song from Stephanie Lamring. Another person that Terry's given me shit about, but he's wrong about that one, because I love that record, and that's such a powerful song. And there's a really powerful video out for that now, too. That song is called Pretty, and it's from Stephanie Lamring's album Autonomy, which I just think is absolutely brilliant. I do. Before that, we heard something from old Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn, still alive and still sounds pretty good, believe it or not. She's got a new record coming out called Still Woman Enough, and that one's called One's on the Way, and that featured Margot Price on that particular track. And, you know, God bless Loretta Lynn. She might be a little kooky and might have some odd political views, but she's one of the last true country legends. I'm calling it her and Dolly, Willie. I'm putting Christofferson in there. I know he's not really, you know, always a country guy, but one of the last great songwriting legends for sure. And then who else is there for country legends? Who else? I don't know. I bet Sean Burns knows, but you got to listen to Boots and Saddle in the highly coveted 10 a.m. to 11. What is it? When is it? 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. See, it's so exciting. I don't even know when it is. On Tuesdays on CKUW. We heard Haley Witters in there. Haley Witters, that one was a tip from old Burnsy as well. That one there. That album came out originally last year, Living the Dream, and now there's a deluxe edition with some extra tracks thrown on. That one featured Lori McKenna and someone named Hillary Lindsay. I don't know who she is, but I like Lori McKenna just fine. We heard something in there from Camp. I know Connor likes the Camp. I've heard them on Dagwood Radio. Dagwood Radio, by the way, Wednesdays, 6 to 8. Here on UMFM. And again, I'm going through some Dagwood Radio podcasts, and there have been some good ones. I just listened to the show. This one has a little bit of twang in it or something. That's a good one too. You go look it up, umfm.com. You look up Dagwood Radio. You'll thank me. Or follow them on the socials. And we heard something in... Oh, so Camp did a cover of Tom Petty's Square One. Which I admit I recognized as being a song that the Watchmen sometimes do more than Tom Petty. I was like, what is Camp doing covering the Watchmen? And then I realized it's not the Watchmen. It's Tom Petty. And speaking of the Watchmen, we got a new single coming next week from Serlin Graves, and we may even be talking to either Joey Serlin or Danny Graves on this program. And I know you don't care, but I sure do. And we heard Mo Kenny in there off the top with a beauty cover of Big Stars 13. I mean, it's pretty hard to screw up a beautiful song like that, but she certainly did not. I thought that was lovely. So good honor, that Mo Kenny. All right, a few more new things for you here, and we're going to get to the Lone German request right away. And it comes from an album that we heard something from last week, David Gray's new album, Skellig. And Regina wants to hear a track off of it, and thank goodness she told me how to pronounce it. Okay, I'm not Irish. I don't even really like Guinness all that much. So I didn't know how to pronounce D-U-N. That one seems kind of obvious, I guess. L-A-O-G-H-A-I-R-E. L-A-O-G-H-A-I-R-E. I know, wrap your head around that. And apparently, Regina says it's Dunleary. And I believe she even lived there for a while. Yeah, she used to live there for a few months in 97 and has fond memories. I bet. I have fun memories of hanging out with Regina and eating cake on the patio in Oberhausen. And hopefully we'll get to do that again before too long. But here's something from David Gray for our friend Regina.
There are buried worlds within us. Rainy nights as black as Guinness. Apparitions large like splinters. And with thoughts all smudged and beery, make my way down to Dunleary. Peek through windows fogged and teary from the warmth inside. And if you can learn to love it, afraid you're gonna have to shove it. Stack too high to rise above it. So we're kicking all the traces with two fingers to their faces and proceeding on the basis of an alienable right. Ain't it obvious? And by now, there ain't no me in you, and never was. Don't have to be a genius to work it out. All effect with how to cause. Watching us, the great magician, I should in the brace position change beyond recognition. Radius of our footsteps spans a world of shattered concepts. Abandoned buildings loom like shipwrecks in the ebbing tide. Genius to work it out. We're all effect with how to cause. And does it sound ridiculous, misplaced sense of pride keeps me hauling on the line? I'm gonna step right out of this. I just can't abide. If I had a pound for every time.
I met Vanessa right in front of her building. She was faking, tasting, drowning. She says she's got a new man and he's in a new band and they got a new sound. Yeah, well, hardcore's in the eye of the beholder. I got a broken heart from 1989. I was holding my head in my hands from the heat, and there were elbows in my eyes. Vanessa said that there's threats that connect us, flags and wars we should never accept. Angelo said that there's snakes in the smoke from the cigarettes. Ivan isn't all that concerned. He said it's mostly about what you wear to the shows. I think the scene's gonna fall apart pretty soon. Heard a song that I liked on the radio. If things change quickly, just remember I still love you. And I'll circle around the block tonight, between 9 and 10 o'clock tonight. If you're still standing there, I'll take that as a sign that you agree it was a sucker punch. Punk is not a fair fight. It's never been a fair fight. It's never been a fair fight. There weren't any rules, but there were so many goddamn rules. You said that they'd be cool, but there were so many goddamn rules. Some industrial vampire had it scratched into his skin. Someone got something from the store down the street. Someone got their head kicked in. If the cops shut down the shoes, just remember that we tried, and I'll meet you at the place we crashed in 1999. If you're still staying there, I'll take that as a sign that the drugs, they all ganged up on you. It's never been a fair fight. It's never been a fair fight. It's never been a fair fight. Yeah, I went to the service. No, I didn't know what to say. Everybody's talking about a joie de vivre. Guess I didn't see it that way. I saw him snap off the filters. I guess he liked how it burned. Everybody's talking about his song and his laughter. I guess I'm still not sure. Yeah, I knew he was hurting. I was not exactly walking in bright lights. Yeah, I knew it could happen. It's never been a fair fight. It's never been a fair fight.
Hey, this is Taylor with the band Dawes. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Selling to me, I might miss something that I need. If I don't look up from the mirror in my hands, I'm gonna miss what's on TV. We're risk free. We wanna be. We're as free they've been following me. But I don't throw them off the scent. There's proof now that my life is not my own, which I've done nothing to prevent. Where is free as we want to be? Where is free as we want to be? And when the dream becomes a nightmare, when the hardware meets the software, we'll see how ugly this can get. 'Cause if the basis of our grievance doesn't outweigh the convenience, then they've already won the bet. We're as free as we wanna be. We're as free as we wanna be.
like that just fine. That's brand new music from the Lone Bellow. Remember the Lone Bellow? They played at the Interstellar Rodeo. Was that the first year? I thought they were great. I like that one a lot. That's like some 70s AM radio vibes on that one, which suits me just fine. We heard Dawes in there. A new single called Free As We Want To Be. There's like three versions of the song. We went for the acoustic version. You know, this being a Sunday afternoon folk show. And before that, some Sunday afternoon folk from the Craig Finn. Not only does he have a brand new record with the Hold Steady called Open Door Policy, but a deluxe edition of his album, All These Perfect Crosses, which I think came out on Record Store Day last year, and I saw it. I saw it at two stores, I think, and I passed it up both times, and I've been kicking myself ever since. We heard It's Never Been a Fair Fight. And off the top of that little set for Regina, we heard David Gray with Dun Leary from his new album, Skellig. All right, let's see. We need an emergency CanCon infusion here in the end of this hour. And, well, Tim came through with some fine requests. He wanted to hear some Ultimata. I'm fine with that.
There's a rule that she meets, her last name is Ramon. Yeah, she's strumming an old guitar at the Rusty Nickel. There's a rule that she meets, her last name is Ramon. Oh, cause in her mind she's the queen of the street. You're not gonna change. Oh,
retail clerk. I saw you drop your ice cream in the dirt. Your spirit lives longer than your body does. And if you're blown with the wind, you'll get eyes full of dust. Eyes full of dust.
Beautiful music there from Ultimata. We'll send it out to our pal Tim Green of Victoria. That's Time Hasn't Changed Me from the album Time Hasn't Changed You. And before that, from the album Dirty Rain, we heard Queen of the Street. Beautiful stuff there. Thanks for that. Tim, we got to take a break. We'll come back with more. Tell a band to go home after these, and hopefully you'll come back with me.